I think there were some people who were supporting Senator Nan Rich, who's a wonderful lady, was a Democratic leader in the House and the Senate, currently is. And but she's just not getting any traction, not raising any money. On the other hand, you've got another school of thinkers who think anybody but Scott would be great, including Charlie Crist. And then you had some who thought Bill Nelson might throw his hat in the ring at the last minute. But Charlie Crist, if he's in, he's the nominee. The one thing Lou and I think we agree on, is that the fact is it takes millions and millions of dollars to get just name recognition in this state. You're in five media markets. They're very expensive. But the one advantage Charlie Crist has, you know, he's been governor, he's been attorney general, he's been commissioner of education. He's got the name recognition. So he's there. So he can be a very formidable force, I think, in competing with the incumbent, Mr. Scott.
And in case you'd forgotten, his face has been plastered all over those billboards along the sides of the major roads
right.
in his
if
current job.
If you drive to Turnpike in 95 and 75, you'll see Charlie Crist, Morgan & Morgan.
I should have counted the signs, but it was such a bad ball game, I didn't want to count anything.
Well, Lou Fry, let me ask you, Florida Republicans have been preparing for this for some time, of course, but does their strategy change now that he's officially in the race?
No, I don't think it changes it. People know he's going to run, went on the premise that he would run. Look, the people in this state are wonderful people, but they're really not that involved in civics. Like 40% of them don't know the three branches of government. And what you're saying to a lot of people is, boy, Charlie's flipped Florida's and this is really going to be a real problem and so forth. I don't think so. I really don't think so. And if he gets the money to run, he'll run a good campaign. Charlie's got a good, very wide political background, probably as wide as anybody that's been in politics in the state. So the question comes down is, can he raise the money? And can he get the money out of South Florida? Because I think it's going to be more difficult maybe to get it here. And if he raises the money, he's going to be in the ballgame. And if he doesn't raise the money, then I don't know what I would run Dick Batchelor.
Well, let me tell you, he's been accused of changing positions, which he has, and changing party, which he has. But also, we have a governor who's trying to reinvent himself. You know, he came and he wasn't that much in favor of K-12 education. Now he wants to run as the education governor. He's came in with the support of the Tea Party, and now he's moved away from the Tea Party. So everybody's trying to reinvent themselves and get to the middle. Mm-hmm. But the real question is, notwithstanding Charlie Crist's name recognition, he's going to have to raise some money. He can't get it from the traditional very large contributors that were Republican. They won't give to him anymore. And can he curry enough favor and belief from major Democratic fundraisers to raise the money? Because it's going to take a substantial amount of money. You know, the incumbent says he's going to spend $100 million. He's going to spend a lot of that attacking Charlie Crist. So it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight. It ain't going to be pretty.
Do you think he's going to have trouble raising that $100 million, as I think Scott says
yes,
he's going to raise?
Yes, I think he will. And a big advantage he has, though, he has such great name recognition. Most of that money goes to spend for name recognition. So I don't think people are going to wonder who the two candidates are. I think they're going to know. So it's going to be about issues, but it will be a very, very negative campaign.
I mean, what does this mean for Nan Rich? Does she have any shot at all at this point?
Well, she finally launched her first commercial, but I think it was basically a YouTube commercial and didn't get much play. She got some media play for having launched a commercial, nice commercial. Ironically enough, it features, not ironically enough, but interestingly enough, it features all women testifying how great Nan Rich is. Not one man's in the commercial anyplace. But the problem is she does not have any name recognition. She's going around trying to do retail politics, going to these small Democratic clubs and all, but not raising any money. And I will tell you, I think, not like or dislike Charlie Crist, you have to admit, he is the best retail politician I have seen in recent history. He knows how to politics. So she's going to have a very tough time. Hers is all about money at this point. No name recognition.
Yeah. And the Republican campaign is not about really the governor's race. It's about who's going to take the governor's place. Mm-hmm. And I think people are
right.
Positioning themselves, and the cabinet members are doing that. So you got a race within a race really going on. And when somebody can write a check like that, fortunately or unfortunately, depends, I guess, what side you're on, it makes it very, very, very difficult to run against.